This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People who have credit card debt in America carry, on average, more than $10,000 of it. But beyond the average, you can map credit card debt. People in Minneapolis and San Francisco have the lowest. But then there's Texas. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Austin.
The study compared the average credit card debt and median income in the 25 largest metro areas in the country. Turns out three of the five cities with the highest credit card debt burden are located in Texas. Matt Schultz helped write the study for creditcards.com. He says Houston and Dallas are in there, but San Antonio residents fared worse.
Their income level is in the bottom five. That's a really difficult combination when you're trying to knock down credit card debt.
Wages are rising nationally, but that growth is slow. Now, there are plenty of jobs available in Texas, and people have been migrating here because housing is relatively cheap. But Cameron Huddleston at GoBankingRates.com says that's changing.
As more and more people are moving into those areas, the real estate prices are going up, and incomes aren't quite as high as you would find on the coast.
She says beyond credit cards, student loans and mortgages contribute to debt, and until wage growth really picks up, many Americans will continue to struggle to pay it off. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.